Do this. Breathe in very deep. Breathe out. You know what that is? That's the smell of prayer. That's what prayer smells like. 16th chapter of Mark finds our friends Mary and Salome doing the work that everybody does, and they're getting ready for a funeral. You know, you've participated in this on some level, I'm sure, where you're grieving and you're sad and you're exhausted and you're relieved and all the mixed feelings that come when someone dies. And there's a lot of busy work that has to be done. There's a lot of stuff. And we find the women just gathering the stuff. They're gathering the spices. It would be like you gathering around saying, well, what suit are we going to bury him in? And who's going to take the list of people who bring the food by? And who's going to stay at the house during the funeral? What are we going to do about Uncle Bob, who will be drunk when he gets here? All those things. So they gathered up the spices. And they wondered as they walked if the funeral home was going to be open yet. It was early. Early on the first day of the week. We need to listen carefully to Mark's words about their experience, because they're very different than the other Gospels, and they're very different than the one we'll hear tomorrow. They wondered, who's going to roll away the stone? Is the funeral home open? Is anybody going to be there to help us? But when they got there, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, this is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him just as he told you." Go do that. Don't you remember? Don't you remember all the things he said? Don't you remember that he said he was this person and he was going to live this life and he was going to die this way and that he was going to be raised again? Don't you remember? Now go tell the disciples and Peter, because remember, Peter had denied him. We want to make sure Peter felt included. Go tell them to go to Galilee. That's where he said they would meet them. But the women were not remembering. They were grieving. They were brokenhearted. They were not remembering anything Jesus said. They didn't know what to do with this. This idea that he is not here, that he has been risen, is no more a part of their life experience than it would be of yours. Imagine this. Imagine going to the funeral home to tend to the body of the person that you're burying that you love to find that they are not there. Imagine that. And not only are they not there, but they are not dead. Imagine that. So, we assume that that's what they did, because we've read the other gospel lessons. We assume they ran to the disciples and told them what they saw. But that's not what Mark says. After this, it says, "So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." Period. That's the end of the gospel according to Mark. All the ancient manuscripts say that's where it ended. What? That's it? They ran out because they were terrified and amazed, and they told no one. The end. That can't be. How can that be the end of the story? We are left hanging. It's like the time years ago I decided it was time to teach my sons what movies they needed to see in order to be men. And so we watched Rocky together. And so they go round one, round two, round three, all the way through round 15. And he's still standing. Rocky's still standing at the end of the fight. And he's the umpire standing between the two fighters, and he raises the hand of Apollo Creed. And my boys both said, "Wait, what? He lost?" Well, I said, "Well, of course he lost. You didn't think he was going to beat Apollo Creed, did you?" I said, "That's not the point. That's not even the point of the movie. It was a totally unacceptable ending. totally unexplainable. Ask either one of them today. They'll tell you it's a terrible movie. Totally unacceptable ending. How can that be? How could he lose? He's dead, but he's not dead. How could this be the end? It can't be. In fact, early scholars thought it couldn't be, so they added the little short lesson that we had that you heard read today, and there's a much longer one. If you take out the New Testament in the pew in front of you, there's a longer one. They can't tolerate that the end was that they fled in horror and amazement. But we need to stay right there. That's where this story ends tonight. They fled in horror and amazement, just like you would and I would. Why? Because apparently the only thing more horrible and amazing than Jesus being dead is the fact that he is not. He is not dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.